The late night walking of the dog on a unpleasant night when I don't want to be doing it, when I very nearly sat on my hands, glued myself to the sofa and went looking for a bar of chocolate. Instead, I'm on the road with the dog, and I think we're going to go for a really short walk, because I just don't have it in me to go for a long walk. Come on, Rog. Oh God, it's very windy. Oh, I think it's too windy, too dangerous to be out. The dog might get blown away. He's got a lot of white hair. It's very light. And I have a feeling that the wind could lift him up and whisk him into the air and blow him over the fence. And then I'd be blamed. Oh yes. There are stakeholders in this dog. It isn't just me and the dog, you know. If I took him out for a walk and he got blown away, I'd be held responsible. And I might not have intended him to be blown over the fence. I suppose there is some virtue in being virtuous. Just saying, well, I'm gonna do it, damn it. I'm not gonna be defeated by elements. Sinister elements outside my control. We are, after all, at the mercy of the elements. I wonder how many cliches I could speak. Here we are. We're certainly under the weather. Okay, we're crossing to the other side now. I think we'll just go back, Rock. Oh no, we'll go on. All right. We'll go to the wall. I'm going to go to the wall with this dog so that he can have his pee. I don't feel like saying any more. Just keep going. If I meet anybody, they'll think I'm crazy, but then I suppose I'll think they're crazy. Why would you be out? There was a certain man in Rochestown or somewhere like that, on the other side of the river in Cork, and he told me on via Twitter that he was also not thinking of going out with his dog. Maybe he's indoors. Maybe he's enjoying the warmth. There are two of us in this. By the way, I haven't told you that I've got a blue lead. Yep, the dog has a very thin blue lead. A long lead he started chewing last time, and he wouldn't stop chewing it, so I confiscated it and told him he wasn't getting it back until he got rid of his chewing habit. Oh yeah. I tell you, he's up against the wall. He's lifting that leg again. He's lifting the same leg he lifted last time. Do dogs always lift the same leg? Come on then. Do they always lift the rear offside? What about a left-handed dog? Would he lift the left side? The near side? This is crazy. This is utterly crazy. I'm being stopped here now while the dog is looking at something. He's bending down. Let's see if we can get a word with him. He's much too curious about stones. Okay, we're on the way home. Right. Munster, Toulon, rugby, tomorrow. Roast chicken. Red wine. Green beans. Roast pineapple. Anything goes, comes. I hope nobody listens to this. You know, this is a nice thing, just me, the iPhone, and the dog, just the three of us, on the lead, four of us. Yeah, a little group of four. Oh. One would think I wasn't a sturdy and hardy person, that I was a wimp who went out. Well, I did actually. I went out to have a moan, I suppose. Have I told you how bad my legs are? Have I told you about my cartilages? When I get my crutches, I won't go walking dogs, you know. I won't go walking this dog. Oh, yes. When I get my crutches, there will be no dog walking. Ooh. There's a red car. You can see a red car in the light here. You can't see the dark ones at all. Who was the fool on the heath with Lear? What was his name? This is the second night I've been out in what I would call fairly foul weather. And it was a fool, wasn't it, on the heath, or was it? Was it a prince or something like that? An advisor? No, I think it was not a gravedigger anyway. It was just a fool. And Lear was losing his mind. Yes. I feel like stopping and letting you hear the wind through the plants, but how are you? Are you having a nice evening? Are you comfortable? Tucked up with a good book? Tucked up with a good squeeze? Are you really into yourself? Do you love yourself enough? You know, if you don't love yourself enough, you can't love other people. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was told that by the Dalai Lama once. Don't remember where. We're home. We've done it. We've made the round trip in half the usual time. I want to thank you very much for something, and I don't know what. Good night.